Day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Yeah, I actually ventured up to Port Douglas the first time since the debacle of the cyclone last year and all the closures that have ensued since. I didn't realise there were that many delays. And then on the way back, there was an accident somewhere. I missed it by the skin of my tooth. But obviously, people were delayed for an extended period on a Sunday, I think last Sunday week, if I remember rightly. So people listening to this, they will know what I'm talking about, all the impacts on the lanes, single lane enclosures, multiple locations, etc., speed reductions in place, all of that, and motorists expecting delays. Interesting, though, to see the motorists, I think the majority of them, flick those hazard lights on when obviously they're coming to a halt at these lights, which I thought was thoughtful, to say the least. Now, Ross, to his credit, Ross Hodgman, and he's very, very helpful with these discussions. He's come on the program actually to give us an update on the work, for example, not just up there on the Port Douglas Road, but also on the Karanda Range Road. And he's set to go. Yes, he is. Main Roads boss, if you like, Ross Hodgman. Ross, good morning and thank you.
Good morning, John.
A lot of these people, you can imagine what they're enduring if they're up there. Some people commute daily Port Douglas to Cairns and vice versa, so you can imagine what they're enduring. Ross, how's the progress going on the Port Douglas Road?
Yeah, look, I'd first of all like to say a big shout out and thanks to all the travelling public for their patience while they are enduring the roadworks. It is unfortunate that we're going to see this for the next 2 years. There's a huge amount of work that we've got coming up in front of us. We've had the emergency works that we completed mid this year, and behind the scenes we've been working really hard to do the detailed survey, geotechnical investigations, all the planning and design, and then tendering for the contractors to come in and do the works.
Oh, contractors in a big way. Is it? That's a very big, significant contribution to the works. It's private.
Look, we've got four major contracts that are out at the moment on our major range roads. And just on the Captain Cook Highway, excuse me, there's 50 geotechnical failure sites just on the Cook Highway that require engineering solutions. So the planning design for these sites has taken about 11 months. Usually for a project of this size, it generally takes between 2 to 3 years to do this sort of work. So, you know, the teams have done a fantastic job in a very complex area to get up to speed here.
So we're talking about late 26 or early 27 before it's finished?
That's right. But June 26 is when our completion date, and again, that's dependent on the wet season that we get. So we know that our road assets are quite vulnerable because of the damage that has been caused to the road from the deluge from Tropical Cyclone Jasper. And we've done a great job in doing the emergency works to date. And we are hopeful that we don't get too much of a wet season that incurs more damage to the road network.
Through till June 26, will it be a similar sort of configuration with the red lights delaying people, I don't know, 10 minutes, 20 minutes or whatever? It will be the same sort of thing with the same number of stoppages fundamentally right through to June 26?
It will be, John, and we do appreciate the patience from the public. We do need to keep our road workers safe, and we need to have good access to the sites. So we'll, at various times, such as we're seeing on Karanda Range at the moment, there may be full nighttime closures too, just to allow the large equipment and some of the larger works to progress so that we can reduce that time frame of doing the works. We do need to get a good bit of time in to do the works at certain times.
Sorry.
I was going to say that the larger works requiring the full nighttime closures on the Cook Highway, we're not going to start that until 2025. Okay. And whenever we do, we will provide public notification when the works are scheduled.
Ross, it's difficult to see what work is going on. Can you tell us what is happening out of sight?
So out of sight, John, there's been a lot of the detailed design and the geotechnical investigation. So these are very complex sites where we need to do the investigation into the type of soil, the type of geological formations that are there, and then design the solutions to suit. Just to give you an example, where we've got these downslope failures, where we've got the single lane sections, they're extremely difficult to fix. And we use things called soil nails, which are, as the name suggests, they're long nails that are up to 10 metres long that we use a special machine to go horizontally into the ground, and that helps to stabilise the ground.
Yeah.
Now, across Australia, in a typical year, there's probably about 30 kilometres across the whole of Australia that for soil nails. Just for our works up here, at the moment, we're up to about 55 kilometres of soil nails that will be used to stabilise the slopes. So that just gives you a bit of scale on the amount of work and the technical requirement to get the design right for some of these slopes.
It's just bizarre. I'm just trying to remember when it was originally put through, which would have been pre-World War II, wouldn't it?
I'm not sure when it was
I think it was in the 30s, if I remember right.
I remember seeing some historical photos of in the 30s of single lane and gravel road.
Well, it's amazing what they were able to do back then, considering that the challenge you're facing now with these soil nails. It's just bizarre. Now, obviously, we better move on quickly. Ros, an update on Coranda Range Road. What's going on?
So Coranda Range, very similar. We've also got night works happening at the moment, and that will go through at the moment till around about 6th of December. Just depends on weather and some conditions on site. So this is full night closures except for Friday and Saturday nights. And that's, again, to give the contractor good access to get in and do the works.
So full night, did you say through till the 6th? Did I miss
6th
that?
Of December. Yeah. So it started on the 24th of November.
Yeah.
And it will go through to the 6th of December at this stage. Mm. And if there's any change to that, of course, we'll notify people. Friday and Saturday nights, it's remaining open. But we need to do this so that the we can actually get some the right-sized machinery in and the workers can get in and do the work safely.
Now, you've given us a date of June 26 for the Port Douglas Road. Can you give us a date for the access to Coranda and vice versa?
It's the same for all the works, John, under the funding arrangements. We've got 2 years to complete the works. So that's why we've had to really get the designs right, and then we've only got a short period of time, realistically, given the wet season, to get in and do works in some really tough environments to build roads.
So Coranda Range also, June 26.
That's right. And so on Coranda Range, there's about 30 sites that the works there will cover. At the moment, there's the two major slips that were where we've got the single lane closures, and there's another site that the contractor's working on at the moment, just to try and do as much as we can before the wet season. We recognise that it's not the best time to start works, but we've got such a small window of opportunity, we really need to get in and do everything we can as quickly as we can.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Roscoe, I really appreciate the update. Thank you. We'll stay in touch if that's all right with you. These are very helpful people. I mean, it's not good news, but at least they know what's ahead of them. We're talking about still an extended period of delays getting to and from it, whether it be up to Coranda or whether it be Port Douglas.
And we do really appreciate everyone driving safely through the roadworks, slowing down and stopping for the red light.
Yep.
It is to keep the road workers and motorists safe. And for up-to-date information, QLD Traffic, the website or the app is probably the best for getting the updates on the closures.
Good on you, Ross. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, John.
That's Ross Hodgman. He's the Main Roads Boss, Department of Transport, Main Roads.